Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with Angus breeder John Pfeiffer of the American Angus Association. Back with John in just a moment.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932 and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
We're talking now with John Pfeiffer, of course, president of the American Angus Association. John, you've been busy, I know, since you took over as the president of Angus back in the fall, including a trip to South America. Tell me about that.
Yes, the Angus World Angus Secretariat, which is biennial, occurred, and we made a trip down with Dr. Mosier, and my wife went along, and we visited with the Angus breeders there in Uruguay and Argentina and 17 other countries. It was a great experience. It was my first time in South America to see how that they do agriculture different than we do and the way in which they raise beef. And I guess the really neat thing about it while I was there is to have a country whose whole economy is based upon agriculture, kind of like what we used to be, and how well they appreciate agriculture and how thoughtful they are about having ag in their community and their country.
Now, meeting with other Angus breeders, what did you learn? In other words, what's going on in the Angus breed outside of the United States?
Well, a lot of the same things that are here. One of the things that they pointed out was that if you look at their carcass weights and stuff over there, their carcass weights are now in the 400 to 500 pound range. And if you look at the expense of killing those cattle, they were looking at it was real costly. So one of the things they were talking about is they realize that all their beef at the present time is grass-fed. So number one, they've got to figure out how to get the cattle bigger, and they've got to feed more grain. And so they were talking about that as one of the things, the two things that need to change. The interesting thing was is they use a lot of the same genetics that we do and a lot of the bull studs that are down there. So even though I didn't read Spanish or speak Spanish, I could still see their names and pick out some of the bulls that we use here in the United States that are down there.
Interesting that those genetics cross the international line so easily these days.
Yes, they do. And it would not be all of our genetics, but there are some of our genetics that work that way. And it would be those that are the more highly marbled animals that do a better carcass quality and better carcass quality are the animals that they were looking at. And so we got to see that. I got to see, actually, while I was there, one of their online auctions of feeder cattle and the way that it went through and how they do that and the transport and their they were very concerned about where those cattle were located because it made a difference as to their value because with the infrastructure not as good as it is here in the United States, if those cattle were in the wrong location, that made it difficult and not as interested in buying them because they were too difficult to move.
I know that you and I were talking about 2019's already been pretty kind to the Certified Angus Beef brand. The sales are good.
Yes, sales are good. We are having the best sales. We had the month of March was our second biggest month ever that we've ever had in a year. We're up, sales are up about 7% at the present time, which is really, really good considering the climate. The fact that we had the goal this year when we started was to have every month be a 100 million pound month. And we got off to a really good start, but February let us down. I mean, we made it through November, we made it through December, but February we only got to 98 million pounds and didn't quite make the 100. But to have March that good with the grilling season coming and the fact that supply is up and acceptance rates are up, the quality and the demand from people for quality product has been very beneficial to Certified Angus Beef at the present time.
I know that one of those key markets for CAB and for U.S. beef in general is Japan, and that it continues to be a remarkable success story for your brand.
Yes, it has. We have actually a salesperson that is stationed in Japan, and he tells us that he thinks, and based on the Japanese newspaper, that we're very close with a trade agreement with them. And if we can open up and get those tariffs reduced, we are back about to where we were before the cow that stole Christmas, and we're getting very close to being back, or we're back to those levels again. And with the economy of Japan booming the way it is, we should be able to increase sales there a great bit, which will be very beneficial to our producers here at home.
Oklahoma Angus breeder John Pfeiffer, currently serving as the president of the American Angus Association, representing the Angus breeders from the United States at the World Angus Secretariat that happened in South America in the capital city of Uruguay in Montevideo. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, 5 miles west of Enid on Highway 412. They'll be selling fall and spring pairs, yearling to 18-month-old heifers and bulls, herd sires, straws, and embryos. This offering sits in the top tier of performance for the Hereford breed. See them on Facebook at LaForce Hereford's and bid live at dvauction.com. Quality since 1893, the LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, May 4th at 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, west of Enid.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.